Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, when we talk about progress in Africa, we often default to economic indicators like GDP or job creation. But what if we looked beyond income and measured how people are really doing? Something called flourishing. It's not just surviving. There's a groundbreaking new study led by African scientists and offers a broader, more human-centered way, I think, of describing it, of measuring well-being across the continent. And in that respect, I want to talk to one of the authors of the study, Dr. Victor Counted, Associate Professor of Psychology at Regent University and co-developer of Africa's Flourishing Index. So, Victor, a very warm welcome to you. Maybe let's start with the big idea, if we can. What exactly does it mean for a country or its people to be flourishing? It's an interesting word.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say good morning from my end. I know it's a bit late afternoon on your end. It's really wonderful to be here. And I think when we talk about flourishing, essentially, it's essentially about thinking about what a good life might be, but in relation to one's environment, you know, a state in which all aspects of one's life is good, but in relation to one's environment. And I think with flourishing, it's sort of a comprehensive way to sort of measure well-being that reflects how good a person's life is across different dimensions. And when I say dimensions, we're looking at things like life satisfaction and happiness. We're looking at things like mental and physical health, meaning and purpose, character and virtue, social relationships, and material and financial stability. And particularly, I think character and virtues, it's very important. And it's one of those dimensions that it's often not captured when we think about well-being. And I think with the Global Flourishing Study, what we've been able to do is to kind of think about character and virtue as an essential aspect of what it means to live a flourishing life, essentially, which kind of complements with what flourishing might look like in many environments that might not particularly have a semblance of, you know, Western sensibilities in it.
And your argument, if I read this correctly, is that traditional metrics like GDP and life expectancy are only telling part of the story. But you're not discounting them, though, are you?
I'm not really. I think, you know, with our current index or measure itself, I think it could be complementary, because at the end of the day, I think thinking about GDP per capita might be valuable to some degree, but not always. But when it comes to measuring what development is in Africa, when it comes to measuring whether or not Africans are flourishing, I think it's important to look beyond just the GBT, which just tells us about economic outreach, right? It says the GDP tells us nothing about whether people are actually living meaningful, dignified life. Maybe the GDP per capita might be very low, but people, in spite of the challenges that they face, still hold up their head high and still, you know, continue to live in character and virtue. And I think that's very important to kind of, you know, mark those as markers of development and flourishing. And so you find in many African countries things like resilience, joy, you know, sometimes strong moral character, hope, you know, are quite high despite GDP. And actually, that's one of the things that we found with the Global Flourishing Study, where we found in some developing contexts, in some non-Western contexts, that actually, you know, they were doing well when it came to things like meaning and purpose, when it came to things like character and virtue, right? You know, maybe financial stability might not be the best in those contexts, but essentially, you know, in other dimensions of life, they are doing well. And I think that goes to, that tells us something, right, about what a flourishing life is, that it's not just one thing. It's not just about material well-being, which is often what we focus on, right? In when we think about what development is. For example, Nigeria actually ranked about fifth globally in the non-financial flourishing when we remove the financial indicators. It was even ahead than most wealthier Western countries. And that tells us something, that when we minus the economic value of development, that Africa, to some degree, some African countries might be doing okay, in some sense. And so
So,
we need those kind of metrics, essentially.
South Africa placing relatively low on the scale, are you able to discern what key factors are holding this country back?
That's a good question. This is one of the questions that myself and some of my colleagues, we kind of actually asked this question. I have one of my friend, Richard Calden, who was actually originally from KwaZulu-Natal. He's one of the colleagues on the team. And we were trying to think about for South Africa that's what might be happening within the South African context. I think one thing is clear, really, we can't remove the South African history as well. There's something about relationships in South Africa, the close relationship dimension that might somehow be, puncturing the possibility of what a flourishing life might look like for people in that context. I say this because one of the papers that I'm leading in the Global Flourishing Studies on belonging. So I'm looking at belonging across all the 22 countries in the Global Flourishing Study. And something I noticed that kind of stood out was the fact that within this particular in this variable, essentially with South Africa, things like you would expect, for example, people that attend religious services when they were little. So we're looking at childhood predictors of belonging. We found that people that attended religious services when they were little, that led to having a better sense, a strong sense of belonging as adults. But in South Africa, for some reason, that wasn't the case compared to most countries. That even though you would expect that people go into some kind of religious community, being part of a religious community as children, that when they're adults, that would lead to some kind of belonging. But that wasn't the case. And that goes to show maybe there is something, either trauma associated with certain history, being part of a community, or something that we don't understand. But I think this is what is clear, really. The need for South African social scientists and psychologists to actually think about what does this result mean for us? And how can we understand the unique emic sensibilities that might be shaping, that might have caused this, or might be shaping what or what it's not a flourishing life in our context, And when we think about those metrics that are context-centered metrics for South Africans, for South Africa, perhaps we can better understand what might be, happening,
I'm going to leave it there with my thanks. That's Dr. Victor Counted, Associate Professor of Psychology at Regent University, also co-developer of Africa's Flourishing Index. Victor, thank you very much.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.